Message number 135. Let my sacred servants know the content of them so they can prepare their flock. Saturday, July 9, 2011 at 16:00. My dearly beloved daughter, just as you forge ahead confident in your discernment of my messages, you then stop and feel the torment of doubts. These doubts at this stage of my communication may puzzle you. For every step backwards you take, this is a test of your faith, my daughter. For no man can assume that they will always be worthy of me. Accept this suffering, my daughter, for these trials will always assail you in this work. Trust in me and surrender your free will on a continuous basis to help you become stronger in this work. My daughter, there are at this time a number of visionaries with whom I communicate with the help of my blessed mother Michael the Archangel and the Holy Trinity, but they are fewer than you think. Some of the apostles will be hidden from view, their work known only to the saints in heaven. Then there are those who the world will eventually recognize as my messengers. You are one of these. It will not be an easy mission, my daughter, so that is why I am allowing you to suffer setbacks, trials, and errors. It is only when you get used to these episodes that you will continue to become stronger and stronger until eventually you will not care one way or the other what others think of you. You are walking with me every step of this mission, and you must never forget that. It is important you ensure that as many poor souls as possible are given the truth of my word. You must let my sacred servants know the content of them so they can prepare their flock before the warning. It is not important whether the church authenticates these messages, because time is not on their side. They, my sacred servants, will take many, many years to accept my messages, so just keep going. You, my daughter, will make many enemies in my name. This is something you will have to accept, so do not allow those obstacles to stand in your way. My messages are converting thousands of lost souls already. It is vital then that you obey me at all times so that more souls can be saved. I realize that this work is lonely and frightening for you, but remember, I only pick those with an open heart who are strong enough to impart my word. In turn, the strength you will find will help fast track these messages to a wider audience. So please never feel downhearted. For while you strive to feel joy in your heart when carrying my cross, this is rarely the case. You will suffer always in my name and will find it will take time before the full force of joy will be experienced. Your suffering is saving millions of souls, so you must be thankful for this. All the saints are working on this side to keep you strong and to protect you from Satan, who will do everything he can to stop you. But he will never achieve that, because the hand of my Father will strike down on those who attempt to sabotage my work to save as many souls as I can through you. Lean on me and I will propel this work so that my messages will be heard by millions of believers and non-believers in every corner of the globe. Your beloved teacher, Savior of mankind, Jesus Christ.